We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Oh! Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to the Eurostep, a Milwaukee Bucks podcast, proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I am Ty Windisch. I am here with the inquisitive Rohan Kadi, and we have a whole mess of various Bucks things to talk about. First, Rohan, how's it going? Second, we'll get to an announcement that we have for you fine listeners.
I'm doing well. I'm excited about this announcement. It's just, like you were saying, we have little bits and bobs of Bucks news. It's this little lull. I think training camp starts in a little bit.
I think it's actually...
Is it underway?
I think it's able to be underway now. I don't know if it is yet. I think Bucks Media Day is Thursday.
Sure.
So I guess it probably starts around there. I know these first few days are... I believe the facilities are only open for like individual workouts with a few players. And then I think team stuff starts late this week, either Thursday or Friday. And then from there, it's training camp. And then we've got preseason in like less than 2 weeks, which is pretty nuts. But... before we get to all that, I know you just mentioned you're excited about this announcement. I am too. We here at the Eurostep are, I guess, partnering is a good word, working with the fine folks over at Locker Room. This is an app that I have been on before. I know Rohan is on there. I don't know if he's actually done any rooms yet. But what this is, basically, if you haven't heard of it, it's an app for Apple devices. I believe right now just Apple. So if you're an Android person, steal somebody's iPad or iPhone and use it to come. Well, I guess I should explain what it is. But Locker Room is basically a place where anyone can go on there and host a live room where it's an audio platform and basically you get to chat with other people in the room. So Rohan and I are going to do a Eurostep room on Locker Room the second Thursday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Time. We always operate in Central on this here podcast, GOAT Time Zone. But we're going to have a room where you can come in, you guys can, guys and gals can come in, drop messages in a discussion tab, and we can also, you know, pull some people up onto the stage, quote unquote, with us to ask questions or talk about stuff for a little bit in detail. So it's a really interesting feature. It's kind of like talk radio 2.0 in a way, except from your smartphone. And we're going to be taking the audio from those sessions and putting them on this here podcast feed. So if you're not interested or unable to come hang out, you'll still get the content. But if you are able to download the app and come hang out with us the second Thursday of every month at 8 Central, you can come chat Bucks with us, the folks from the Eurostep, and we're super excited to get to interact with our listeners in this fun new capacity.
Yeah, I know. I'm super excited for this. It's going to be a great way for us to really engage with you listeners, because, you know, we really appreciate all of you, and we want to see what you have to say. So we're going to be doing, like Ty was saying, second Thursday of every month, sort of, should we call it like a mailbag type episode?
Yeah, I think mailbag is a good word. I mean, this is certainly going to be, we'll probably open. Yeah. No, I think we'll open with some, you know, just Bucks chatter to get things going. But then, yeah, I mean, we want people to drop in questions. And this can be, we'll probably set up so you can, like, drop us some a few days in advance. Maybe we'll open with those. But certainly this is a place to come in.
Get some questions in our Discord.
Yeah, definitely take, we always take questions in the Discord. Those always get priority. We love our folks in the Discord, of course. But this is certainly going to be a place where we want to, you know, throw out whatever questions. Is this player a target? How do you feel about this player's development, this lineup, whatever? I mean, any questions, we're going to be happy to come take them and just talk Bucks with everybody.
Yeah, I'm super excited. We're going to be starting, like you said, second Thursday of every month. If you don't remember that, that's fine. We'll remind you periodically, like, oh, this is going to be, we're going to be doing it this time, and we're actually starting next week. Because yeah, I guess so, technically it's December, which is wild.
This year, none of this year makes any sense on a lot of levels. But yeah,
I swear, like 2 weeks ago was March, and then in 3 months it's March again.
I just saw a tweet that said something similar to that, and I was like, that is the most accurate thing I've ever heard this year. So yeah, this episode this year you're listening to will have dropped Wednesday. So if you're listening to it the first or second day it's out, basically a week from now we'll be doing this. So clear some time on the old calendar. And while we talked about listeners getting involved and getting involved with listeners, I got a shout out to Matt M. I don't know if I should disclose his last name, because this was an email sent to me. I drop my email every so often in the pod. It's tywindishnba@gmail.com. If you want to email me feedback on the show or a pic of you, or a screenshot of you listening to get into our Discord, the Euro group to talk Bucks. But Matt M. sends me the best email I've gotten in quite some time. So you put out, and I barely remember this because I feel like I black out on the contents of the pods, but you put out a call for a quote-unquote intern to design some hump day art for us on the last pod, right?
Yes.
So Matt M. comes through with this logo, and like I had to reverse image search this. I was like, did this exist somewhere? And he just put the words on it, because it seemed way too cool to just be like something made in response to a throwaway Rohan line. The reverse image search turns up nothing. I think this is completely original. It is the freaking Eurostep logo with the words Eurostep Hump Day and a camel done up like the deer. And I am just so, I was blown away when I saw
it. It looks so well done.
It does. I don't know if I can make it the art for this episode or not. There might be some messy contractual stuff there, but I already tweeted it. I'm going to put it on my Instagram as well. It's so cool. Like, I was just blown away. Like, I was sitting on a couch, and I get this email, and I'm like, what is this hump day email? Like, I wasn't thinking of Eurostep stuff at all.
So is Matt our intern now?
Matt is our intern, for sure. Yeah, I'd kind of forgotten about that part of us saying this, too, but somebody tweets me in reply to when I posted the art, and they were like, did this guy get the intern spot? And I was like, this guy has the intern spot for life.
Yeah, you win.
Adam Silver voice, for life. So yeah, thank you for that. If anyone else has Eurostep art, by all means, send it over. It is very, very cool to see. We'll be
very
glad to
appreciated.
Share it. Very appreciated. And just a, you know, it's another testament. We own Hump Day. This is our day. Now we have the art to go with it. So shout out to Matt M. Shout out to Hump Day, and shout out to every Eurostep listener. This is incredible stuff. We appreciate all of you, whether you send in Hump Day art or not. We love everyone who listens to the show.
Of course, couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so now let's talk about the Bucks, because I feel like that's enough Eurostep content on the Eurostep.
Got
a little bit too meta.
Housekeeping.
It was good housekeeping. Good word. We finally got these new jerseys. So have we talked about the prolonged teasing process for these jerseys yet?
I think we mentioned it as like a throwaway about during the crazy free agency draft, entire offseason week, which was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't know what time it is anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think it was 2 weeks.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. We also have had Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Yeah, so the Bucks, like, all this stuff is happening. Drew and Bogdan moves are announced. The Bogdan
moves being investigated
through.
For tampering.
They're
and then all of the thing the Bucks are tweeting out, like the official Bucks account, is just waves.
Wave emoji.
Yep. And just
pictures
like
of videos
of waves. Yeah, pictures of water.
And I kind of feel bad because I'm sure, like, you know, their creative team is probably going through all these meetings and this process. And they're like, oh, we can do this long rollout and get people super excited. They don't know that there's a Drew Holiday and Bogdan Bogdanovich trade going down. They certainly don't know about the whole tampering thing and the trade falling through.
They know during the process.
No, like while they're drawing this up.
I mean, sure. But also,
no, the creative
read the
people
room
for
when
sure.
You're implementing it.
Okay, yeah, you know, fair. But I did, a little bit of me was like, oh, man. They were, like, so jazzed about this announcement. And every single reply and quote tweet is like, F this. Announce Bogdan to Bucks. Announce Giannis Supermax. More on that in a little bit. But they finally got around to it and announced the jerseys.
No,
or
wait,
showed
no,
the jerseys.
Ty, the best part. The best part was that they said it was going to, like, there was going to be an announcement on Friday, like this past Friday. And then they tweeted out blue.
You're right.
And then the actual jersey coming Tuesday.
I forgot it. That's absolutely the best part. It's just their definition of an announcement was blue.
Well,
to be fair,
they did light up the home bridge blue.
That, wow. I mean, it's...
Which was actually pretty cool, because those lights are actually brand new.
That is... Okay, that part is cool. That would be like if I teased our announcement on the start of this pod, and I just said, app, and we moved on.
Yep.
Like, that's all you need to know. App. Well, more
find
on
out
Tuesday.
More next week.
more on next week's episode. So,
but yeah, we have blue Bucks jerseys.
What are your overall thoughts on that? I want to dive into it a little bit. Everyone listening is going to be shocked that we're going to dive into something mundane. But I want to get into the whole jerseys and the motifs a little bit and everything. But overall, what are your thoughts? We got the jerseys and the shorts now officially dropped. I think we got like a really early look at like a mock-up version that looked terrible. These are certainly not those. If you haven't seen them, they're all over Bucks social media as we speak. But what are your overall thoughts on these unis? The Bucks 2021 City Edition.
I actually like them.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think they're that bad as people are making them out to be. I think what people are apprehensive about is that they are very not Bucks jerseys.
Correct.
They do not look like anything that fits with the current Milwaukee Bucks design or theme or just branding. So that's why people are a little thrown off by this. Because if you just look at this, you don't really... see Milwaukee Bucks in its current iteration.
I agree 100%. So here's my thoughts on this. So one, it's complicated because you basically need to do one new set of uniforms at least every year now. That's like the way it seems like the Nike contract and the City Edition works.
Yep.
Which I actually started a freaking petition on one of the petitions. I can't even remember right now.
Change.org.
Yeah, like saying stop doing this because it's terrible. Like there's so many bad looks. And this isn't a bad look, but it kind of forces you to keep...
That people buy new jerseys every year then.
Yeah, but they're going to anyway. Whatever. Okay, so the Bucks, like every team though, are in kind of a tough position because of that. So they need to kind of keep innovating. And I will say I probably prefer this to... like just a different look at the Cream City, because we've already gotten two of those or just one of those.
We've gotten, I think the iterations of the City Edition have come from, you know, that mix of that black.
Yeah, we have Fear the Deer at first.
Yeah,
another
Fear the Deer jerseys plus like cream.
Yeah, and then we had Mecca.
Oh yeah, was that a City Edition?
Maybe it wasn't.
Or was it a throwback?
I thought it was a City Edition because it wasn't actually like that was no one ever wore anything that ugly before. Like they just adopted the Mecca Florida jerseys.
True.
So I
yep.
think that was a city too. So I think it's probably been Fear the Deer, the Meccas, and then Cream City, which I thought Cream City was good. I wouldn't have liked like some teams just like change a couple details and call it a new jersey. That's
Miami.
What the Heat keep doing. Yeah. in fairness to them, like that
it's
motif
fire.
Is so good.
It's
yeah.
so good.
It's hard to give up. Like they need to work that into a full time. Like they have to find some way to keep that.
Sorry, a quick aside. Miami also announced their jerseys today.
Yeah, they're half gradient.
Yeah. Did you see the promo images with Bam? Did you see those Kobes he was wearing?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're such a cool team. They're such a very cool team.
Stop it, Ty.
Every story during the finals, I was just like, I love this team.
No, Ty. No.
Big Face Coffee? I need stock in Big Face Coffee.
Ty.
Regardless. No. I know. Let's get back to the Bucks. I will say, I agree with you. I like the jerseys. I certainly agree with you. They're not Bucks. So here's my two schools of thought on this. I had both.
They look like Hornets jerseys.
I think they look better than that. I really like
the color scheme.
Yeah, the color scheme does. I love the descending into darker blues as you get farther down into the body of water. I think that's super cool. I think the shorts look better than the jersey. In my opinion, I would grade the jersey as a potential cop. The shorts, a must cop. Like, I actually feel like I need a pair of these shorts. Like, I have like a typical Bucks, like just normal color shorts. They're really nice shorts. They have pockets. They're comfortable. Ooh. They fit well. Would recommend Bucks. I mean, they're expensive, of course. They're NBA stuff. But these shorts look fire. And the Milwaukee mark on them is really, really cool. So
if I wore basketball shorts like outside, I would get these.
Yeah. I mean, I mostly wear them inside. But like sometimes if I'm going to be playing like basketball.
See, if I'm playing basketball, I'm wearing like my Nike Pro shorts.
That's fair. Regardless. They're good shorts. They're good shorts if you're not running.
I agree.
I think the shorts are the best part. The jersey is good. But so my two schools of thought on them not fitting in. One, like no look will fit in at first. Like you kind of have to establish it and just make it part of the canon, so to speak. Two, because of the way City Edition works, there's no guarantee that we'll see another jersey, anything like this from the Bucks for like quite a while, right? Like I would like them more if it was like, this is going to be their third or fourth look for a few years. Like, then I would be like, okay, I'm intrigued. Like, I would like to see this for a protracted period. My hesitance on getting, like, a jersey or a hoodie or something like that in this style is, like, they could just be gone.
It could just be a one-off.
Yeah, they could just be gone forever. Like, I have a Mecca jersey. I have a Giannis Mecca jersey.
Ooh.
And it's cool. I like it. But, like, it doesn't really match anything they're going to wear now. It's still a fine item. It's not like, you know, I'm not like a fashion blogger. Like, it's not off trend or whatever. But it does feel a little bit more out of place the farther you get away from it. Like, oh, what is that design? You know, it's just, I don't know. That's my one reservation. Like, I feel like it won't look, over time, these would look Bucks if they wore them consistently. I just don't know if they will.
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate them trying something, though. Right? Like,
yeah.
They're stepping out of the box a little bit.
I like the details. I like calling the gathering place.
Yes, that I really enjoyed.
Like that's better than calling them like waves.
Yep. And
which
just, I thought
they
just
were
putting
be
Cream City on your chest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like I really came around on the Cream City, to be honest with you. I
went to the game
kind of
where
fire.
They debuted those jerseys, and it was such a debate.
Oh, yeah. It was hotly contested. But
they
mean,
also
like,
beat the Knicks by like 50 that game.
That'll happen. I hope they debut these against a bad team, too.
Yeah. I mean, it gives people something to talk about.
Exactly. The center of the shorts that has, like, the bodies of water motif is pretty good. Like, the water outlines from the Wisconsin, like, border. So, basically, Lake Michigan on the east, Lake Superior on the north, and the Mississippi River on the west. That's pretty cool. Like,
it
I
is.
Like the way they showed that. I wish they would have put some of the major rivers and even lakes within the state. And obviously, biased, I live on Lake Winnebago right by the Fox. But
yeah,
like,
and I think it would have been cool. Yeah, yeah it
like,
would have been. It would have been really cool. Like it almost looks like a highway map, but it's waterways.
Yeah.
Of the state.
Yeah, like the Milwaukee River seems like kind of a no-brainer on here too.
Yeah, I guess, but it's like, if you're doing one, you have to do everything. And then maybe they didn't want it to be too detailed.
Yeah, it's just like damn near filled in with black lines and circles.
Yeah, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, I get it. And it, like, I do think like simplistic is usually the most stylish when it comes to any sort of a jersey thing. Like, I think the more complicated you get, the worse. Like, I think these are very clean because they're not overdone. Like, it's literally three shades of blue with just like wavy lines between them and then your typical Bucks fonts. I think that works better. So, yeah, it probably would have been overdone. You want to hear the one thing I'm nervous about with these jerseys?
Go for it.
This is one detail the Bucks shared in this tweet. The numbers on the jersey are treated with a special coating that will reflect the light in a way that gives the illusion that the numbers themselves are wet.
Oh, no.
I think they look fine in the picture, and it's all Chris Middleton. It looks okay. I'm a little worried about how that's going to be like when you actually, if you actually own one of these things. I don't know how I feel about that detail.
Or like how it looks under stadium lighting.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, it's one of those. So I hated the Cream City when they first announced them like this, but then I saw them in person and I really liked them. I'm kind of worried these might be the opposite effect, but we will see.
Yeah. I just, the way, like, obviously it, I'm just looking at this jersey a lot and I'm forming new opinions. The way that the two main blues in the jersey sort of interact, it's meant to be like a wave, right?
Oh yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I really want to see it like on a moving person. It looks fine on the mannequin too, but like of course it does.
Yeah.
Like I need to see it.
There's
in
no
action.
Motion.
Yeah, there's no motion. They
I guess yeah,
no
I guess with like irregular motion in terms of like actual basketball, it'll kind of blend in because nothing moves in a straight line.
Right. Like, so hopefully it's kind of, hopefully they look a little wavy like when they move. That would be the very coolest outcome.
Yeah, that would actually be really cool. That might actually be the case.
I'm kind of like, why couldn't they get anyone to wear these?
I don't know. Maybe
like there's
no
players
one's
in market.
Yeah. Like, but do we know if Chris and Giannis, like I know Giannis is making his way, but do we know where Chris is?
Chris is bad. I thought Chris was working out already with some guys in the facility.
Is he?
I thought so. I think I heard that, but don't hold me to that.
Okay. I'm just not sure. I haven't seen any social media things.
They have not shared anything on social yet. I know that to be a fact.
Chris posted on his Instagram story. Okay, it's nothing.
So I guess like to close out on the blue jerseys, pretty good. Still doesn't feel very Bucks. And like final opinion, I got to see him in action first.
Yeah, I think they're good based on what we're seeing.
Yeah,
I appreciate the effort. I will
say.
Yeah,
I think they're going to be fine. I just think they're going to be. I don't think it's going to be like Vice City where like they found something they're going to want forever.
Milwaukee Vice.
Milwaukee Vice. That's next year, I think.
Shout out Nihilist.
Shout out Nihilist forever. Always wilding out. But yeah, I don't think they're going to be an integral part of like the Bucks look going forward at all, certainly. But I will say, like, I've always been worried that when they use the accent color blue that they use as a main color, it was going to be bad. And this isn't bad. Like, this
it's
looks
not
like
bad.
It's going to be good. It looks like it's going to be good.
I feel like it could have been better, but it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, the Bucks are blessed with like some of the best and cleanest home and away.
Oh, my goodness. They absolutely smashed it.
Yeah. So, like, even if these are just fine, like, it's okay. It's perfect.
But
they're better than
to be fair, didn't last year they wear their City Edition more than their home jerseys?
They might have.
I think they did.
I don't think it was more. I think it just felt like more. But, yeah, they
No,
they
I think someone, like,
on.
they really? Have these sort of data out there.
They wore Cream City more than,
like, their normal, like, association or whatever it's called jersey, I think.
That's
or it was
nuts.
Close.
That's nuts. I hope that's not the case.
Huh. Regardless, it should be good.
Yeah. I hope they don't wear it every damn night, but it should be good. We have Giannis quotes to talk about.
Okay.
So Harris Stavrou, at Harris_Stavrou, who is a journalist at 24 Media based
used
in
to be
Athens.
At, used to be at Eurohoops, right?
Did not know that. So cool. Used to be at Eurohoops. So a Grecian, Greek. Grecian is like urns. A Greek basketball/ athletics reporter. I don't know if he actually conducted this interview or
I think it was on TV.
Yeah, it's on Cosmo TV, whatever that is. I assume something in Greece. But apparently Giannis sat down for a wide-ranging interview and Harris translated a lot of the quotes. So some of these are of course blowing up on social. Rohan and I agree, like the ones that really are getting a lot of traction, we don't think are that big of a deal. But I should at least broach them. I don't think we're going to spend a ton of time on these ones, but the ones really popping off, quote, if LeBron, KD, or AD want to join me in Milwaukee, I will be happy. I don't care about being number one or number two or number three. He also said, quote, Kobe told me to sacrifice if I want to win and be great. LeBron is the best in the world. MVP is another story. I can tell that he is the best and my idol. He is 17 years in the league. So I think those are really the biggest one. I mean, he was really happy for Kostas. And I want to talk about one of these other ones in particular. But I took these as, like, not really any news, but like fine for the Bucks. Like, great that Giannis wants AD and KD and LeBron. We all know they're not coming to Milwaukee in actuality. AD still hasn't signed. We don't think they're coming to Milwaukee.
He still hasn't signed. Bucks were on his trade list.
As you pointed out to me before we started, Giannis has tried to recruit AD before. I mean, real talk, like, he tried to recruit Bogdan. Who knows what happened there? Drew Holiday is coming
maybe
over.
Maybe Galaxy Brint. The Bogdan thing fell apart because the AD thing is coming together.
Oh, Rohan. Come on. Regardless, what I think is really funny about this, and like, I made a bunch of tampering jokes about how Giannis realizes, like, the more tampering you do, the less they can prosecute. The real takeaway from that is just like Giannis saying he doesn't care if he's the alpha dog or not on a team, which is like, some people are like, oh, that means he's going to the Lakers for sure. I mean, it's just Giannis being Giannis, right? Like, I don't know. I didn't really take much from either of these quotes.
It's if you followed Giannis for any part of his career, you'll know that these quotes are not news.
No. He's been known to love Kobe forever. He has a lot of respect for LeBron. That's, like, obvious. I mean, he's still, like, I don't think he's as, like, what's the word? Like, I don't think he's going to, like, genuflect in front of him when they see each other. I mean, he did put the freaking crown on when they played around Christmas last year. So, I just think he's Giannis. Like, he's respectful. He respects greatness. He always has, and he still does.
I mean, yeah, there's no doubting that you can say LeBron is the best in the world right now.
Yeah.
Right?
He's reigning champ.
Yeah, reigning finals MVP.
It's kind of how it works. So, I thought those were fine. I thought the
more
interesting
He's trying to recruit AD again. KD is new, though. We haven't heard any talk about KD.
Well, KD has always said nice things about Giannis. So.
Yeah. Those two, who knows?
That'd be fun. Yeah,
three-way trade. Harden going to the Knicks. Nets.
KD going to the Bucks, and what, like
that bag of chips going to Houston? Because that they can afford that.
They got Sterling Brown.
Yes, best of Sterling.
Here's the quote I thought though that our good dear friend.
Yes,
of the
I'm excited to talk about this one.
Yeah, this is actually something to really talk about. Unlike all this other, there's just noise that people are making. New friend of the pod who I just followed, Harris, Giannis at Cosmo TV. Quote, I want to improve my numbers on the three-point shot. I want to improve my free throw percentage. I will play more on the perimeter this season. I worked hard. I believe in myself, and the results will come. So, I mean, you know, I hope so. So here's the thing. Like, if his shot is actually good next season, this is spectacular, then, like, he will be clearly the best player in the league. Like, if he's reliably hitting pull up mid-range and three-point shots, like, then no question, if he continues doing everything else he does, Giannis is unquestionably, like, the best player in the league, hands down. LeBron probably still up there because the vision is just unparalleled, but he just keeps aging, and LeBron adding that, or Giannis adding that jumper makes him truly unguardable. I still would like him to play more as a big, and it seems
you're a two-time MVP doing this, you know?
Well, I don't think he's actually going to. I think he already does play on the perimeter a good amount. Like, he just wants to handle the ball more, I think.
I think it's more, like, taking on more of a guard role.
Yeah, I mean, I think to an extent, I think he already does a good amount of that stuff. And, like, I more wanted him to move the other way. Like, I don't think he's going to, like, be taking way less shots around the paint. Like, he's still going to get to the paint a ton. But, like, I've talked about a lot, like, I would love Giannis on the elbows. Like, we would love Giannis rolling more and pick and rolls. Like, even post him up sometimes.
Run actions with Giannis off ball, just in general.
I don't think we're going to get a ton of them. And this is something I've hinted about a lot. Like, when people ask me, especially if I go on a pod, right? And they're like, what's something about the Bucks nobody talks about? They would make a bit more sense with Giannis doing more of that stuff. But I don't really think Giannis wants to do more of that stuff. And I heard a lot of, I don't know about that. I mean, where are you getting that from? Like, he doesn't do it. That's where I'm getting that from. The guy doesn't do it. And he's the two-time reigning MVP. Like, he gets a lot of input on these things. And now he's very plainly said, like, he doesn't really want to do that stuff, which is fine. Like, it's not like he's, you know, a terrible player with the ball in his hands more.
Again, two-time MVP.
Yeah. And if he really does improve a lot in those, like, shooting from there and playmaking and attacking defenses and everything else, then it's basically a wrap for the league. So, I mean, that's, like, the higher upside play for sure. I would still like to see him incorporate some more traditional big guy stuff, but I'm not holding my breath to see a lot of that.
I mean, yeah, it was a little disappointing. It's like a, I can't say low floor, high ceiling, because the floor is still Giannis.
Right. Like two-time reigning MVP.
So like high floor, just, I don't even know what to say, 9-10 foot ceilings? I don't know.
At least, yeah.
Sure.
That's like a standing reach.
Yeah, I guess. what's standard, 8 foot ceilings?
Probably.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Let's say 12. Let's say 12.
Okay, yeah, 12-foot ceiling then. So yeah. It's, yeah, you're sort of getting into that play where it's like, okay, like you were saying, if this works out, then it's like God mode.
Yeah.
But
is, like, is go it? For it, but
I mean, yeah, it's just like, if you can, maybe we're overthinking this time. If you can unlock God mode Giannis, you do it.
Yeah, I guess I think we're sort of operating from an assumption that he, like, can't. He's never going to be 40% from three, right? He's never going
to
be.
You don't even need him to be 40% from three.
No, I know. If he was like 37%, he'd
35.
Still be 35. 35 would be good. I think 37% is where you get to like, oh, there's really no way to guard him.
Yeah, if you do 35% from three, but like drastically improve your percentages in the mid range.
What's a good percent? We're looking like 45%.
From where?
I think that gets the job done from mid range.
Yeah, 45, 47.
I think that's good. Like Chris is at like 50.
Yeah, Chris is one of the best mid range shooters in the league.
Yeah, like that's again, we're gonna assume that's unobtainable. So, like, let's say easy numbers to remember: 45% from mid range, 35% from three, or 37% from three, somewhere in there. If he actually gets there on high volume,
that's God mode Giannis.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with that. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I think we might be overthinking this.
Maybe we're just too pessimistic. And listen, we are normal humans bound by normal human stuff. I
most of the
like,
time.
Most of the time. You transcend sometimes, Rohan? Maybe. I never doubt Rohan. Godly Rohan. But so an example, like I was chewing 2 weeks ago and I bit my lip and got a canker sore and it sucked. Like it's been seriously inhibiting my life, and I'm embarrassed to admit it. Like, this is like, we deal with normal people problems and we have normal people existences. Giannis, I think, transcends that. Like, I just feel like Giannis has gone above and beyond, like, his drawn hand so many times in life, like from growing up on the streets of Greece to, you know, being somebody nobody really heard of in the league, to being a starter, to being an all-star, all-NBA, MVP, yada yada yada. Like, why would he not think that he can become a great shooter? And why should we? We should probably believe in the guy.
That's fair. That's fair. When has he ever let us down?
Almost never.
Yeah. In terms of development.
Yeah, in terms of development, never. So, you know what? Let's roll with it. He's changed my mind. He's F it. F my thoughts on Giannis's development. I'm going to trust Giannis's thoughts on Giannis's development.
He's like, what, 26? About to be 26?
Yes. Yeah, probably about.
Is December something is his birthday?
I know his birthday is in December. Yeah,
it's like MVP week in Wisconsin. Yelich, Rogers, and Giannis all have the same birthday in the same week.
Do they really?
Yeah.
How did I never know that? That's so cool. What's coming up?
Giannis's
birthday is in 5 days.
Yes, he's 25. December 6th.
Oh, that's crazy.
He's about to turn 26, Ty.
It's on Sunday. Happy early birthday to Giannis.
Yeah. So we're. Yeah, he's not even 26 years old. I think he can develop.
As long as he
thinks it.
That's
wild to say out loud.
Yeah, it is. You know what? I feel like I'm already now being flagged as like the unreasonable Bucks optimist because I'm like excited about Bobby Portis. Like, this is just how I am. Let's lean into it. Like, go ahead, Giannis. Play on the perimeter. Let's do it. Let's go for it.
Yeah, we have Jrue Holiday now. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
AD's coming on a minimum.
Okay. Well, you always reshape what I'm talking. Like, anytime you come with that, it just reforms the whole combo. The same way 2020 has reshaped how we work. And 2020, blissfully, is almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient these days, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause that account at any time, and there are zero long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. are visiting Indeed each month, according to ComScore total visits. So it is clear Indeed can help you get the quality hire you need. That's why more than 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed for hiring. And right now, Indeed is offering Eurostep listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post. That means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere, so go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. And after you post that job, you can go enjoy some football. Football's back in swing, and you might not be at a game this year, but you can still get in on that action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile, as always, this season to make sure you can get it on every possible chance to win. From game spreads and totals to team player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, divisions, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. But don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at BetOnline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Folks, go win some moolah.
Ty, you want to know what I was doing when you were reading this?
Yes.
So I was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw...
Classic thing to do.
And I was looking at what's trending, and I saw, Larsa Pippen's trending. And I clicked on it, and that's all I'm going to say.
So. Malik Beasley. Wilding. Scottie Pippen Jr.'s likes on Twitter. Wilding, too. Just you do your own research.
I was like, that's all I'm going to say.
He's like 46. He's like 20. Yeah. I think he's married. You know what? No, let's put Larsa Pippen out of our lives. The NBA, or Woj, dropped the NBA's Christmas Day schedule. ESPN sources, like, they literally are airing the games, so I think they'd
ESPN
be well-placed sources.
ESPN sources is ESPN.
Yeah. Tentative Christmas Day schedule. I don't know how tentative it is, but here are the games. We'll start off with the biggest one for you listeners. Warriors at Bucks, 1:30 p.m. on Christmas Day. So not a premiere time, but not the first game, and not a terrible time. I mean, it is what it is. I feel like, I don't know. I don't really expect them to get a good late slot unless they are in, like, L.A. playing a team on the West Coast, L.A. or Golden State. So I'm fine with them getting an earlier game. I'm glad they're not the first game. But I know you have some thoughts on this being the year the Bucks host a Christmas game.
Yeah, our good friend Jordan Tresky tweeted out when this came out that the Bucks are hosting their first Christmas Day game since 1968.
Pre-Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Pre, at the time, Lou Alcindor, actually.
Yeah, so it's been a long time since the Bucks have hosted a Christmas Day game. It just getting a Christmas Day game like 3 years ago, I think at this point, was just absolutely incredible because they hadn't had a Christmas Day game in like 20 years at that point.
Yeah,
and now the one time that they give Milwaukee the chance to host a Christmas Day game, the one time, it's when you can't have fans.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's not ideal. I will say I thought it was cool that they were hosting regardless. I didn't really think of it like that. That's a good point. I mean, just like for the players' point of view, it's kind of cool that, you know, everybody can go home after the game on the Bucks side. It's, you don't always get the opportunity to
even
play.
I mean, so can Steph. He's going to buy a home in Milwaukee.
He was spotted at the Quick Trip, according to Bucks Twitter. but yeah, I mean, it's fine. I like the Warriors as a matchup because it's going to be probably the second most watched game this day, just assuming Steph plays, which he should. that's an awesome matchup. Like, Steph and Giannis have a little bit of charisma. I mean, I know there's probably some Bucks fans who are a little uncomfortable about that, but, like, they've had some fun moments at All-Star games. I'm sure they'll continue to do that. I think it's fine. Like, whatever. It is what it is. I think there's admiration on both sides.
They share great an agent. Players. Like, they know each other.
An agency.
Yeah.
Yeah, not
no,
a
No, they share an
agent.
Agent
Giannis and Steph?
Yeah. Sorotis is for both, I think.
No way.
I think so.
Let me check this. But I still... No, I don't think that's true.
Is it not?
No, I think Jeff Austin is...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, so they share the same agency. You're right.
Agency, yeah. They're both Octagon guys. But yeah, I didn't think so. I think Giannis and Bam are Sorotis.
Yes.
His two biggest clients. But yeah, anyway, they share an agency. They're buddies. They have mutual admiration. I think that's fine. And it should be a fun matchup that a lot of people watch. And it's also very winnable for the Bucks, which helps.
Yeah, it's very winnable for the Bucks. I think watching Drew lock up Steph is going to be amazing.
Ooh, I'm not even like used to remembering that Drew is on the team.
Hey, guess what, Ty?
What?
Drew Holiday is a Milwaukee Buck.
It's still exciting. People are overlooking it. You're right. I know you said this. You're right about it. People are overlooking that fact.
They really are. I mean, it's they're still a super team.
I think about this a lot. Like, are these moves enough to get over is this a needle-moving move, I guess? Like,
yes.
The Bucks were looked at as potential / likely champions for a lot of last season with Bledsoe in place of Drew Holiday. And we all know, like, everyone saying this was aware of what happens to Bledsoe in the playoffs. And they were still looked at as that good. And then, you know, in the bubble, they were pretty bad and they lost and a lot of things happened. They could still use a coaching upgrade they're not going to get. I mean, they could get better coaching from Bud just being better. We'll see what happens there. But, like, they still were championship at least contenders, at bare minimum. And they replaced their biggest liability in the playoffs with like, an
potentially
absolute,
one of their biggest strengths.
Yeah, like a legit proven playoff performer who might end up being their second best player in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good, Ty, and it'll get you to beat the Measley Warriors.
Yeah, I think
you,
so.
You had their starting lineup. What is it?
It's Steph Curry, Kelly Oubre, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and the only one they haven't for sure announced yet is center. I would assume James Wiseman.
What other centers do they have on their roster?
Do they still have Looney?
I believe so.
Oh, my God.
Love Kevon Looney.
Milwaukee guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if B-Ball Ref has updated. Oh, yeah, I guess I do have some updated rosters here. I think Looney is the other, like, one. Yeah, Looney and Wiseman are the two listed centers.
So, they might start Looney.
Marquise Chris is the other guy.
Marquise Chris playing center is not something that the Warriors want to do.
They had to do it last year, yeah. I don't think they want to. I think it's going to be Wiseman, especially by that point.
Yeah, last year was a different story for the Warriors.
It doesn't even count as the Warriors.
But yeah, they were trying to lose.
Yeah, they absolutely were.
So definitely a very winnable game. Even full strength, like peak Warriors, the Bucks would beat casually. So
yeah, it's a good matchup for Milwaukee. It would have been great to get that in the 19 finals, but alas.
It would have, like, who's guarding Giannis on that team? Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, I don't.
Draymond's
know.
Washed.
We'll see. He's had a lot of time off. Well, that's going to be the big swing point for them.
Okay,
I think that's
even if he's not washed, he's not fast enough anymore.
Probably he's strong. He's. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to say it's an easy win, but I think it's a very
okay. So
game.
Then Andrew Wiggins is guarding Chris Middleton.
Fair. I don't think they're going to be a good defensive team. I do think Draymond is the swing to if they're a playoff team or not. I do think.
I think they're
a
playoff team. They're definitely a playoff team.
I could see them missing the playoffs.
I could, but also I don't think they will.
So I've been running through this a lot with people. I think LA, Denver,
yep.
Utah, Portland.
Utah, I'm unsure of.
I think they're going to be good in the regular season.
Fair.
They're bringing back pretty much.
And
they
to be fair, we're like playoffs, you just need to be the 10th seed, right?
That's yeah, it's a fair point. I keep forgetting that now. But so at least top eight. So I think LA, Denver, Utah, Portland, and Dallas are all locks to me. And then I have in like the net, like the probably the third tier down, like contenders, playoff locks. Then there's like Phoenix, Golden State, Memphis and Houston, which I mean still has like two all NBA players at this moment. We'll see
right now
how that goes. We'll see how that goes. But they're still there right now. You got to account for them.
Actually, to be fair, I think at this point they're probably going to stay because training camp is like starting.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a mess. But there's so many good teams out west that I wouldn't call the Warriors a lock. I think they have a good shot. I think they were a lock with Clay all year, but without Clay all year, like if Steph misses any time,
it's done. It's curtains.
They have some players, but they're just not that good. And they're not very deep at all. They don't have a good bench. So
yeah, we'll see. Oubre like has a massive year.
Yeah,
he could really, really shine for them.
Yeah, he absolutely. That's a good call. That's a good call out. But the rest of the Christmas slate, I don't want to talk too much Warriors because we'll see. I do think Steph plays. I really hope Steph plays for the Christmas game. That just makes it so much more fun. He's such a fun player to watch. But the first game at 11, these are all Central time, is Pelicans at Heat. I think the Heat are probably just going to drub the Pelicans. But again, Bucks don't have the earliest game, which is great. Then after the Bucks at 4 Central is Nets at Celtics. Then 7 Central is Mavs at Lakers. That's, of course, going to be like the marquee game. And then the late night game, probably sleep through this one if you want, 9:30 Central is Clippers at Nuggets. So overall, I think a pretty good slate. I would like to see Portland. I think they're a really deep and fun team, and Dame is always fun to watch. But it should be a good slate of games regardless.
No Knicks.
There's nothing on here. No Knicks is always good. They got the Nets, so that's the New York coverage.
Yeah, but I mean, you only got good teams here, so no Sixers.
Sixers in Portland are probably the two that got legit snubbed, but
no, the Sixers got booted out. They had Christmas Day games in the past and they're like, nah.
That's honestly a little bit shocking.
You gotta put the Heat in.
Yeah, I agree. What I would have done here's my ideal schedule. I guess keep Clippers Nuggets, that's just fine.
Yeah,
where
that's
it
fine.
Is. Mavericks Lakers is fine. I would have done Nets at Sixers. I think that's a more fun
game.
That
would have been more fun.
I think that's a better game, especially like you mentioned before we started, Kemba probably missing that game.
He is missing that game.
He's not going to come back until January at the earliest, I think.
Yeah.
So like KD and Kawhi versus Ben Simmons and Embiid is super fun. With a lot of good role players on both teams. Oh, what did I say?
Kawhi.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be a massacre. But Kyrie and KD against the Sixers guys would be super fun. And then for the early game, I think I would do Blazers at Heat.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Get that nice red on red matchup.
It might be a little ugly, but Dame and Jimmy going at each other, that seems like it could be a lot of fun.
I'm all in on the Blazers. I really want to watch Blazers games.
They're finally deep at the wing. Like they're gonna be like they can
no,
make Melo.
They're not
off
deep
the
at the wing.
Now.
They have wing players.
They have a lot now.
Yeah. No, like having wing players is more than they've had in the past.
They usually have one, and he makes it about a month.
Yep.
Wenyen and Gabriel was like a starting wing trying to guard LeBron for this team.
Mario Hezonja had a role.
Current Buck.
What?
You didn't see this?
What?
Oh, wait, now you're making me feel like this came out over Thanksgiving weekend. I think it's got to be a training camp deal.
Are you serious?
Am I breaking this to you live?
Yeah.
Let me Google. I swear I saw, unless the story is like false. I swear I saw a tweet and somebody tagged me in it.
I don't think that's true.
What? I'm so confused.
No, there's no news about it.
What? Let me search this on Twitter. I am so positive.
Hezonja went to the Grizzlies on a draft day trade.
But I think he got released, I thought. Am I thinking of just the absolute wrong player? I swear that was it.
I don't think Mario Hezonja is in Milwaukee. I feel like I'd see something about that.
Yeah, I suppose you would. I don't understand where I got that from. Did I just like, did I have a dream about this? Did I dream this?
You might have.
Is that where we're at in the off season?
I mean, we're both dreaming out of the pod nowadays.
Oh my god, this was like over. Like I had a good amount of wine over the weekend. Wow, I'm like shook right now.
I feel like I would know if Mario and Sonia was on the Bucks.
I swear, I was like, it was like, oh, it must have been a training camp deal or something.
I'm just Googling Mario
Hezonja Bucks. It's nowhere. He's absolutely not in the box. So never mind that. I have no idea where that came from.
It's amazing.
I'm so shook right now. It's amazing that I never followed up on this either. I just
assumed it was true.
Mario Hezonja.
Yeah, he's gonna be battling it out with EJ Montgomery.
Oh, so yeah, I guess never mind. I take that back on Mario Hezonja. Not a buck. Very much not.
Now we know what Ty dreams about. No.
So, like, literally, like, this is where I'm at this point in, like, the never-ending NBA cycle is I have a legit dream that the Bucks bring in Mario Hezonja on a training camp deal. And I'm just like, yep, okay. Weirder things have happened to the Bucks this summer.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, Portland has wings. Yeah. Portland should have been in Christmas. No Sixers is great for content as a Bucks fan.
Yeah, even though they absolutely should be
there.
They
should, but just like... F the Sixers.
F them, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, we agree there.
I hope they're not good.
They will be, but...
I tweeted before last season that the Sixers team was giving me strong 15-16 Bucks vibes, and it delivered.
You nailed it. Oh, that's a great... That's we have to count more teams. You know who my team is for that this year?
Who?
They just announced Great City Edition Unis. But
Miami?
No, Indy.
Yeah, Indy's not going to be good.
They have good players. I get massive 15-16. Because, like, the whole... Johnny O'Brien came on this year's podcast and told us no one was happy.
Yeah.
Victor Oladipo is, like, begging so to unbelievably get out of there. Checked out of there. I'm here right now. That's all that matters. It's all he will say whenever they ask him if he's trying to get out of there, which is, like, the least committal answer. And I know we get upset about people doing this with Giannis all the time, but Vic's being a little bit too blatant.
Yeah, no, he's... We can't even say it's compared to Giannis. That'd be like Giannis saying, like, oh, man, story's breaking, but, oh, hey, opposing team, can I come play with y'all?
KD, y'all got room?
Yeah. This man, Victor Oladipo would talk to the Knicks and said, can I come play with you?
That's a warning symbol.
That's like the side I don't effect. Care about basketball. I just don't want to be here.
That's going to be a side effect on like COVID vaccine commercials like 100 years from now.
Side effects.
Are you
may
suffering
wanna,
complications?
May wanna play for the Knicks.
Complications. Are you? It's going to be like some law firm's like serious commercial. Are you suffering complications from the vaccine, including wanting to play for the New York Knicks? Toddy Windisch and Windisch can help. I don't know who the second Windisch is, but I feel like there has to be two names.
There has to be.
I was brainstorming lawsuit names for us so we could become tampering lawyers and defend Giannis and the Bucks.
Oh my God.
Toddy Windisch and Windisch. We have to find another Windisch.
That's amazing.
Could be my dad.
Oh my goodness. Sure.
Instead of bird law like Charlie Day, we study buck law. That's a whole separate bit I'm doing. I don't know where we're going, but I have a new segment I wanted to start out.
Yes. Okay. I've been excited for this.
We have time. We're still under an hour, which is rare for us. So basically, instead of just like kind of like shooting the stuff about various food topics, doesn't even have to be food. This first one is, but basically it's a segment called Choose Your Fighter. And I think what we do is we alternate. If you're down, we'll see. But we alternate bringing three things. And it's basically like almost like a would you rather type deal. But you have to pick one of the three and justify it.
Okay.
So this
I'm
first
intrigued.
One. So I stopped
I don't have anything
and got,
prepared.
I got this one. So like okay. We'll do one per week, each one. So I have one to throw out this week. So next week, it's on you. I got ice cream on the way home. I got a new... Is Dairy Queen Blizzard?
Yes.
I got the new Blizzard. It was like Oreo Mocha. It's actually pretty fire.
Ooh.
Oh, my phone just started reading about Dairy Queen. please don't. Please don't, Siri. But this got me thinking about like desserts, right? And people have all these dessert takes. So my first Choose Your Fighter, and my three captions, you have to choose one of these as your fighter. Cheesecake, ice cream, which can include like mixes and stuff like that, or any kind of like normal cake. So cheesecake, ice cream, cake. Like, you have to pick which one
so cake
is
your
favorite. Out. You're just out on cake. Like, not even, like, German chocolate, not any done
nah,
with cake.
Just, like, compared to those two, like, cake is out.
That's fair.
Whew. So any type of cheesecake, like any type of ice cream.
I feel like I had to say including, like the blizzards and the mixed things, because otherwise ice cream just feels a little basic.
Yeah.
But, so you can go a little above and beyond.
Yeah. Shout out Shout out Georgie, cheesecake.
Oh yeah, Georgie the Greek and loves cheese. This is wow. That's a good brand that like still to this day we're like, yep, that cheesecake. I think of Georgie first.
Yeah. This is actually tough. See, the safe bet here is ice cream. I feel
very versatile.
Yes, that's what my point was going to be. You can do a lot with it. You can eat it just whatever flavor you want. Mango ice cream slaps so hard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's great. It's my favorite thing to get when I go to India. Because they do it right.
Well, next time I stop over there, I'll have to grab some.
All my, Say hi to my fam.
Yeah, my constant trips to hang with the Kadi fan in India. I would love to do that someday. But go on.
Yeah, you can have it just plain. You can mix it into a lot of different things. I think I'm convincing myself. I have to go ice cream here. Sorry, cheesecake. Cheesecake is amazing. I don't have it nearly as much as I should. Or I maybe not should, but
as you would like, maybe.
Yes. it's rare for me to have a cheesecake. But I feel like ice cream is a little more frequent than that. I think I'm gonna have to go ice cream here.
So I feel like cheesecake is one of those where I think a lot of people would say cheesecake. I think the average cheesecake is probably better than the average ice cream or cake. Like there's a lot of pretty mid ice creams and cakes out there.
Yes.
Like, yeah, there's just something that's like kind of bad.
Peak ice cream, though.
Peak ice cream has a high ceiling. I think cheesecake is like almost always like a 7 to 9 out of 10. Like you can get really fancy good stuff. I think ice cream has a lot of good options. Like ice cream is like, you can go so many directions. I love personally because I'm just like super Wisconsin. I like the moose tracks and stuff. Like,
oh,
give me the little
yes.
stuff to find
yes.
in my... Oh,
yes.
It's such a delight to, like, bite into a peanut butter cup mid-ice cream. And mm-hmm. you're almost swaying me. I think
give
I'm going to get
chocolate
booed.
Drizzle in there.
Ooh. See that? Ooh, I'm so close to taking ice cream now. One time
you
for
You could put
cake,
cheesecake
though.
In the ice cream.
Yeah,
you can't put
exist.
Ice cream
that
in the cheesecake.
That's, you can put ice cream in cake, though.
Yeah, but cake's out.
Not for me.
Okay.
I actually like some like a good moist cake with a good frosting that's like tasty but not too sweet is like very good. And I think like literally I was ready to pick cake for that reason. And I really like the standard birthday cake too, even though I know like it sucks. Like I just enjoy it. The Moose Track style ice cream I think is bringing me back though.
Yeah.
Like it's so good. Ice
yes.
cream is so good.
It's so good.
I just had a mocha Oreo like blizzard and it was phenomenal. Oh, ice cream is coffee. Ice cream's good. Mango ice cream.
Coffee.
Ice cream
yeah,
is
I'm not a big
I
coffee
like
ice
it. Cream. It wasn't overdone. It wasn't. It was like a.
Okay.
It was like a hint more.
Okay.
I would say.
See, like straight up coffee ice cream isn't my vibe.
A little bit. It's like coffee beer. It's a little bit too much.
Yeah. Coffee beer though, I've had and it's actually pretty good. I like coffee
like
beer more than I like coffee ice cream.
I think it's close. I think sometimes they can both be a little overdone.
It depends on the type.
I will say, like, it's nice sometimes if you have a couple too many beers and you're like, get a little groggy from these beers. Oh, let me get a coffee stout. Kind of get the juices pumping a
there
little
you go.
Bit. Can be nice. Nice little bounce back beer. But
I also drink way too much coffee. So, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about this. Black coffee, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. 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 We're both those kinds.
It's,
like,
it's
that's
black
how...
coffee or all the calories in one cup.
I just had a caramel macchiato this
yeah, my
weekend.
Apartment complex has this machine that'll make, like, any type of coffee you want.
Oh, that's right. That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I've
reckless.
Had to control myself.
That's props to you. I don't think I'd be able to. Yeah. You can tell by listening to us though, probably that we're like guys who drink too much black coffee because we're like bouncing stuff back and forth and going all over.
I
like,
had 2 cups of coffee at 6 o'clock today.
P.M.
Yes.
Oh. We have night class, right?
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, when I was in school and I had night class, all bets are off.
Yeah, and plus like projects and stuff.
And pod.
Yeah, and pod.
Gotta be amped for
I'm
the
always
pod.
Amped for pod though.
That's true.
I don't need to have coffee to be amped for pod.
Podcasting is a natural stimulant.
No, it's my happy place.
That too. But long way to say, you won me over, I'm agreeing with you, ice cream. So that's
let's go. Okay.
First ever choose your fighter.
Choose your fighter. Really, I like this segment.
I just like the name because I feel like I was going to like just do like a would you rather. A lot of pods do stuff like that. It's a very common thing. Choose your fighter. like, it's a thing out there in the world for sure, but I feel like it's a little bit newer as a pod. I mean, I'm probably wrong. Probably, like, Libertard or someone has done it great, much better than us for a long time. I don't know. If it does exist, sorry for stealing your bit, but I like it.
Tell us and
I
think we'll credit you.
yeah, we'll credit you on the next one. And you can come on our show and yell at us. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, yeah, Choose Your Fighter, a new thing for us to do when we have time at the end of episodes.
I like it. Yeah.
So get one ready for next week.
Okay, and it can be anything.
Could be food like this, like ice cream, like media. You could do shows. You could do video games, sports even.
Oh, well, sports is going to be basketball.
Well, it's like sports to play versus to watch versus video games.
Okay. Yeah. I have a lot of thinking to do over the next week.
Yeah. So this will be fun. But I think that's all I've got for this episode, though.
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up here. We have kept this almost like at around an hour. Well, look at us.
I'm so proud of us.
Look at us. Who would have thought? Not me. Remember that. Oh,
shout to GXT Billy, my guy Billy. I know him from the Chase Down Discord. He actually just tweeted me during the recording. His Spotify Wrapped, his top podcast. Eurostep number 3.
Let's go.
Please send us if you do your Spotify
Wrapped.
Yeah,
if we're on your Spotify Wrapped, let us know. We love that.
We do. And I got a huge shout to Billy, actually, just for holding it down, Blue Wire fam. Billy is a Cavs guy. So first, like, shouts to us even being on here. Number one, the Chase Down. Obviously, Justin and Carter do a great Cavs show. Number two, Cash Considerations. Also a Blue Wire show that covers the Bulls. And then we're number three. So shouts to the Blue Wire fam representing in Billy's Wrapped.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And if we're on, like you said, if we're on anyone else's Spotify Wrapped, just tweet us.
Yeah, we want to see that. And if you want to get on the Discord for that, like, just mention it. We'll let you in on the Discord for being on your Wrapped too.
That's going above and beyond than just Wrapped. Proof that you're listening to the podcast. That's you're a diehard of the podcast.
We love to see that. So yeah, send us your Wraps. But and go on. I bungled your outro. I'm sorry.
Nah, it hasn't even fully started yet. So I guess I should start it and say thank you for listening to this episode of the Eurostep here on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. We covered a lot this episode. I'm surprised we actually had this much content. We had jersey stuff. We had Christmas schedule stuff. We didn't even talk about Giannis that much.
We talked about his quotes. We're patiently optimistic he's going to sign.
But. Yeah, patiently. He's reportedly meeting with Milwaukee management this week.
Yes.
So we might have to do an emergency pod. Who knows? Hopefully we have to do an emergency pod, honestly.
Yeah, hopefully a happy one.
We might talk to you guys then. But until then, make sure you are subscribed. And if you want to go above and beyond, leave a rating on your podcast platform of choice. Make sure you tell your family and friends about the show. Check out all the great content across the entire Blue Wire Podcast Network. Stay safe out there, everyone, and we will talk to you next time.